Hey guys, just a heads up. This podcast contains adult language and occasionally has adult themes. If you are under the age of 18, you need to click away. No, seriously, if you are a child or someone who's going to be judging me around the dinner table, you need to find another podcast. Thanks.
Welcome to Panda Talks. I'm Brady, and Panda's here, but she's not feeling too great, so she'll chime in if I say something ridiculous or whatever. But basically, I just kind of, we didn't have any ideas to do for a podcast, and Panda wasn't feeling too hot, and I'm like, I'll just do a shoot the shit episode, because we haven't done one of those for a while. We used to do them, if anybody's new, we used to do these, like, when we did two podcasts a week, we'd basically do one podcast where we'd actually talk about something, and then one where we'd kind of just say whatever happened that week and whatever, and we're just kind of like, well, I can do one of those, because a lot's happened this week, not a ton to us, but a lot in the world, and it's just kind of, I'm not going to get too far into that. So I just wanted to give this right up front. It's primarily going to be me talking. So if you don't enjoy me talking, this is probably not going to be your episode. So I don't know. If you don't like it, come back next week and we'll probably have a normal show. But for today, I'm pretty much just going to fly by the seat of my pants, and I don't know how long it's going to go for. May go for an hour, maybe like a half hour. I don't know. But, yeah, so, I don't know. My thought process with this was not to be, like, depressing, if that makes sense. Because there's a lot going on in the world right now, and it's all just sketchy and weird. And I'm like, you know, so many people, I don't know if it's everywhere, but a lot of people around here kind of like, there's just this whole like sense of like uncertainty. And so I'm like, I just want to kind of get away from that. Not to be like ignorant or whatever, but you know, there's a million other podcasts that are going to talk about it and give you in depth and whatever. And I'm not going to be that podcast. So I don't know. I just kind of had a lot on my mind. I'm like, I'm just going to kind of talk about whatever, everything that I feel like, I guess. So I don't know. I've just been primarily working. We both kind of work, and we work on separate schedules now, so there's not as much time to spend together. And I mean, it kind of sucks, but that's the way this world is now, and it's, that part kind of sucks. Sorry, this part's kind of depressing too, but it's just like looking at it, talking to people. And back in the day, like, my dad had a job and my mom stayed home, and you could do that. But I feel like nowadays we're leaning more towards like, you can't do that anymore, unless, you know, like, one person's making like $100,000 a year, then yeah, you can totally do that. But you pretty much have to be a two income house nowadays, and it sucks, you know, because I'm talking to people, and I mean, I'll give Panda's point of view. Like, you wanted to work, but it was more like I feel like you felt bad because I had so many of my friends in the last, I'm going to say 10 years, have come from work. Like, all of my, like, a majority of the people that I hang out with or that I text or that I talk to, almost all of them are work friends. Like, Bucket, he's a high school friend. So he's kind of before, but like Tyler, I met at work. I just have like some other people you know, most of them I've met through work and kind of drifted apart after, you know, you quit working with them, you don't see them so much. And I felt like you kind of missed out on that because for the past couple of years, like once we had our first daughter, you kind of quit, not quit working, but you really cut back. Like you would still work for yourself, but you wouldn't have like a job. And there's a couple of times where you'd have it for a little while. I feel like that you were missing that connection. So you wanted to go back to work for that. But now it's kind of like most people have to, like, you don't really get a choice, you know? And I'm not saying like that's for everybody, because I'm sure if you're good at budgeting, you totally could make that work, but not for most people. I saw this meme today that kind of made me like laugh, but it was like a sad laugh kind of thing. It showed the Simpsons house, and it was like, showed them, and it was basically like, Simpsons house, this is a house that they worked, like Homer was the only one that worked, Marge didn't work, and they could afford this house, and he didn't go to college, and it's like, this is the way it was drawn because this is how it was in the 90s. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess. You know. But I'll move on from that. Because I felt like I wanted to bring people's spirits up. And instead I'm just like, yeah, the world's a shitty place. It is. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say it's not. I'm not going to lie to people. But, you know, you got to scrape the joy out of it that you can. Like, the good thing here is, like, we got a lot of snow this week, and I know a lot of people were really, like, pissing and moaning about it. And I was just like, well, we needed it. Last year, we were in a drought. I think most of the western, I don't know if it's the same in the Midwest and the East, but basically everything west of the Rockies was in a drought all year. And right off the bat, we started getting crazy amounts of snow. And it's still kind of going on. I know a lot of people are like, I was hoping it was going to be warm, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, don't freaking, like, nobody cares. Like, I get it. I understand. Makes sense. I would love for it to be warm, too. But if it's, like, I'm never going to complain about snow. So, I don't know. I enjoy it. Like, I'm not much of an outdoor person right now anyways, so it gives me an excuse to stay inside. Well, our kids have been dying to go out, put their tramp together, and they've been jumping on the tramp almost every day, but the last couple days where it's been caked with snow, not been happening so much. I'm kind of looking forward to the next few months. I don't know when I'm going to see Batman. I've kind of thrown it out there to a couple different people and pretty much haven't heard anything back. So I still don't know if I'm going to see it. Because if I do go see it, it'll probably be, at this point, it's looking like it's going to either be by myself or, I don't know, I guess I could, like, my problem is, and I'm will admit this, I'm 100% super petty. And so Tyler's going to see it with his wife on the day before it comes out. I don't know who else is going to go see it, but, and Panda can testify to this, if I, 9 times out of 10, will not go see something with somebody that's already seen it. Because I don't know why. Like, it just drives me crazy. Like, I remember, like, we went to see, or we were going to watch Stranger Things. Like, I had mentioned it. I didn't say, like, oh, I'm going to watch this show. And then I came home one day and you were, like, on episode, like, 5 or 6 or something. And you're like, oh, this is good. Let's watch it. And I'm like, no, I'm not watching it because you watched it without me. And I, to this day, have not watched an episode of Stranger Things. And it's like 100% me being petty. I'm not going to lie and be like, well, it's the blah, blah. No, it's 100% me being petty. And so then I'm like, could go again. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm sure Tyler would go see it with me again. But at the same time, I'm like, there's that part of me that's like, no, I don't want to go see it. If you've already seen it, I'm going to go with somebody that hasn't seen it. And I know that's weird, but that's who I am, and I don't care. So, yeah, Batman's coming out. Morbius is coming out. It was supposed to come out in June. I don't know. Like, what's funny is, like, I keep seeing stuff about Morbius, and people are like, I don't know who that is. And I don't blame them. Like, it's a random character from old Spider-Man, like it's a vampire dude that used to be a scientist. He like had a blood disease or something, and he was like solving it with vampire bats and spliced DNA and whatever, and got turned into a vampire basically, which was funny because I've talked about this with my friends, but I don't know if I've ever talked about this with Panda. It's like, was funny to me because in the cartoon, Morbius wanted plasma. Like, he had these little suckers on his hands. He looked like a vampire, and Blade actually came looking for him, but he would be like, oh, I need plasma. And he had like a leather jacket and stuff, and he had these little suckers on his hands, and I guess he would put it on people's faces or whatever and like suck out the plasma. But back when I was a kid, I didn't know that plasma was like in blood, you know, because they had to, I don't like make it PG. I don't know. Like, you have to make vampires not terrifying for kids, but it ended up just leaving me confused. Cause I was like, I thought this guy's a vampire, but he wants plasma, so is he a vampire? Is he not a vampire? I don't know what's going on. And then as an adult and like actually looking at the character, I'm like, no, he was a vampire. So that must have just been like something that they made him do for like 90s kids shows. They're like, oh, well, yeah, you can't have him sucking blood. He can suck plasma out of his hand. That's totally 100% okay. But then in that same storyline, something happens, like Spider-Man gets hit with the ray gun or whatever, and then he turns into the man spider. The one where it's like he's got the eight or he grows like four extra arms, and then he actually like gets fur and all this crap and like turns into the spider. And I'm like, man, that's way more terrifying than freaking a vampire, you know, a dude that basically turns into a walking spider. He's got mandibles and a bunch of eyes and everything. But yeah, freaking 90 cartoons. They started taking over TikTok, and I don't even care. But yeah, so that's coming out. Today they announced two more Pokemon games. And it's funny because I literally just got Pokemon Legends Arceus, and they announced these two brand new games. Shoot, I want to say it's Violet and Scarlet, and they look like Sword and Shield. Like as far as like the landscapes, I thought it was like a DLC for Sword and Shield. And then it's like whole new games. But then I was trying to think, like, when did Sword and Shield come out? And I don't remember. I remember I worked at Costco, so it came out like within the last 2 years, 3 years maybe. I don't know. When did I start at Costco? 2019, The end of 2019. So it was like 2020. So it was like, it said the new games will be out by the end of 2022. And they're full-fledged Pokemon games. So like within this year. So I guess that's about a two-year gap. I don't know. It seems fast for me, but I don't know. I'm used to games taking forever to come out. But yeah, they announced that. They announced I can't remember there, but they announced a Pokemon, bunch of stuff. They had a whole Pokemon, just a Pokemon press conference. And I don't know. And I guess another thing I wanted to touch on, this one's kind of more serious, is I just like, I don't know why, but I've just been hearing so much lately about like mental health. Like, I don't know if it's one of those, I don't remember what they're called. I don't know if you remember what it's called, but it's like once you like notice a pattern or notice something, it like keeps you just see it a lot more. Like if you have a certain type of car, you'll notice that car a lot more in traffic. But I can't remember, like I just started hearing more and more about like mental health, and then we got into this big discussion at work about like there's a certain high school by us, and it's just like the suicide rate is insane. And we were talking, I was like, when I was in high school, that was pretty much unheard of. Like, you never ever heard of that, like ever. We had people die and stuff, but it was always like a freak accident or like a car accident or something. But it was never like that. Like, I had a friend that actually took his own life, but it was after high school. It wasn't like in high school or anything. And I don't know. I think he had a lot of stuff going on in his life. I kind of lost touch with him until my one friend just kind of told me one day. He's like, yeah, this happened to him. But I don't know, it's just been like surrounding me, and I'm just like, it's different being a parent rather than being, you know, because when you're just somebody on the outside looking, you're like, yeah, that sucks, like sucks for them, whatever. But now, like, having children, and my kids are gonna grow up and go to public school, and they're going to be exposed to all this stuff. And I just, it's just hard because you don't know, like, how do I make sure my kids don't do this? Like, I don't want to, like, force my kids into, like, counseling. And I don't want to, like, I don't know. I feel like, for me personally, it'll be nicer knowing, like, I know what my depression looks like, and I know how to deal with my depression, and I know like what I need and what, because I was like talking with my friends about it. I'm like, well, mine basically, my whole coping mechanism, if you could call it that, when I was in high school and beyond, like before I even knew what depression was, it was just like I would just play video games, and that was pretty much it, you know. I'm like, okay, well, it's because a lot of people are like, well, they, when you have no control, it makes you depressed. And then when you, you know, you can play a video game and you're in control of everything, it's like a control freak's dream. But I don't know, it's just kind of makes you nervous, because you look at your kids and you're like, how do I make sure my kids know that I love them, but how do I make sure that they, I don't know, that they just live a good life or whatever, and that they don't have to come, because I don't want my kids to like be going to high school and like be getting bullied or something, and then have them feel like they can't come and talk to me. And then I'm like, well, Did I ever feel like that with my parents? I never had. I wouldn't say like I didn't feel uncomfortable talking to my parents, but I just never had. I never had that type of life. Like, there was never anything going on in my life as a teenager. I was so boring. I didn't go to parties. I didn't go to football games. I didn't go to basketball. I didn't go to any of that shit. I pretty much just hung out with my friends. And I don't know. I hung out with my friends, played video games. Like, they were probably worried about that I wasn't gonna, that I was just gonna waste my life playing video games or whatever. But I never, I don't know. I never went anywhere to do anything. I never, I guess I never put myself in that position. Like, there was a point in my life where I just wore black a lot. I don't know if that's something that parents are concerned about. I don't think my parents liked my friends. They would always be like, "You need to hang out with different people. Those kids are bad," or whatever. It was never Bucket. So if he's listened to this, it wasn't him, but some other people that I hung out with. And I'm not gonna say she was wrong, because they kind of all ended up being shitty, but I was fine. So, I don't know. And my daughter asked me today, or no, we were just talking, and maybe I was talking to you about it, and I'm like, it sucks, because right now, like, I get mad at my daughter, because I'll say something to her, and she asks why. Like, I'll say, "Hey, don't do this." And she immediately goes, "Why?" And sometimes, like today, I think I just snapped at her and I was just like, "Don't ask why, just stop doing it." And then she said, "Why?" I was getting kind of pissed off. And I'm like, "Yeah, like, you don't understand this yet, but most of the stuff, like, I, like, 'cause we talked about, me and Panda talked about it. Like, our kids are always asking why. Like, you'll say, "Don't do this," and they'll be like, "Why? Why?" And our kids have to be the ones that they have to see for themselves. So it's like, "Don't touch that pan, it's hot." And she's gonna have to go up and touch that pan because she won't take my word for it for some reason. So I don't know. It's hard having kids. I'm guessing it'll Hopefully it'll, get a little different as they get older. But, and I'm trying to think, am I like that as a adult? I think I'd like to think, like, if somebody tells me something, I can work it out in my brain and I don't have to say why. Like, if somebody says, "Hey, don't go over there," I'll be like, "Oh yeah, that's a super dangerous spot. I understand why not to go over there." Instead of being like, "Why can't I go over there? Oh, there's heavy machinery over there. Okay, I can't go." But I don't know what age that kicks in, but it's very frustrating. And it's hard to, like, even bath time tonight, my daughters were just splashing each other in the tub, and it just, like, it escalates so quick. It's like one splash, and then the other one splashes back, and then the other one splashes back harder, and then the other one splashes back harder, and the next thing I know, the little one's throwing a Barbie at the big one's head, and I'm trying to get him out of the tub at this point, because that's annoying that I have to constantly tell him not to hit, even in the bathtub where he should just be hanging out. But whatever, I know it's their kids. I'm sure I fought with my, I don't remember. We had to take baths together when we were young, but I don't remember any of those fun times. I don't know if we fought or whatever. But well, yeah, I don't know. It's just, when does your kid basically learn to listen? And because I feel like with my parents now, I understand, but I don't know what point. Because I used to get so pissed off when my mom said that I had bad friends. She'd be like, you have bad friends. And I would just defend them to the death. And now looking back, I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I would be comfortable with my kids hanging out there. Like, we weren't bad, but we looked bad. We looked like bad kids. So it's funny getting old and then you realize what your parents were concerned about as a kid. You didn't get it. It made no sense. But as an adult, it all makes sense. Welcome back. Still me. If anybody's still here, still listening. Yeah, so it's kind of it's funny because I was just reading that, I don't know if it was like a countrywide thing where they were like, mask mandates are going away or whatever, but where we live, I guess it's kind of funny because I listen to a lot of podcasts where the podcast takes place, like the people that are recording the podcast are in California. And they'll go visit somewhere else in the country and be like, nobody cared about, you know, nobody cared about, I was at this place and they didn't even care about masks. Like, nobody was wearing a mask, whatever. And I was just like, yeah, that's how it is. Like, I can't say that for everywhere, but for here, once the first time the masks got lifted, they basically like, sorry, they never went back. But for a lot of places, they're like, no, you have to. And I was one of those people that like, I got sick. I got a cold that similar to what Panda has right now. But I just like felt, I was self-conscious because I thought for sure, I'm like, man, people are going to think that I have the virus because that's just the way it is now. You know, everybody always just assumes like, oh, so-and-so's got it. And I ended up getting so many more questions. I don't even know if I told you this. So I was wearing a mask to work. And I ended up like only wearing a mask to work for like a day. Because I just had so many people coming up to me. And immediately going like, do you have coronavirus? Like, do you have COVID? Have you been exposed? And I was just like, no, I'm sick. But I feel like people are, I didn't want people to feel uncomfortable around me. And it ended up doing the opposite. And I'm like, I don't know how much sense that makes. You know what I mean? Because I feel like as a people, we're like, yeah, we would be so much better off if every time anybody got sick, they put on a mask. And you're like, yes, that makes 100% like total sense. Like, I'm sick, I put on a mask. Makes sense. But other people automatically think the worst. And I'm like, how do I get to that point? Like, I'll put a sign on my shirt that says, I'm sick, but not with the virus. You know what I mean? Or not with corona. Like, I just have a cold or whatever. Because I don't, like, it was just funny to me. Because all of a sudden these people are just like, I wanted them to know, like, I'm sick, but I didn't want them to think I had anything worse than a cold. But I automatically, like, it's like the scare tactics work kind of thing. Like, first thing people thought was, like, do you have coronavirus? And I was like, no, I'm just sick. I just have a cold. As far as I know, like, I took a test and it was negative. But I don't know. So that was one thing I ran into. I don't know if that's like an isolated incident or if I work with a lot of people who are like anti-vax or something. I have no idea. But they were just like, I got so many looks like, oh man, I got to stay away from that guy because he's sick. I'm just like, yeah, I'm sick, but I'm not that sick. But that was just my weird phenomenon. I don't know if that's a countrywide thing. I feel bad if it is. Because it's dumb. I probably shouldn't have felt bad, but I just was like, looking at people like giving me dirty looks. I'm like, stop doing that. Like, you're making me feel like dirty. Like I wanted, like I need to come to work because I need money. Like, I don't want to be here sick, but I can't afford to not be here sick. So I don't know. That was just one thing I ran into. I don't know if Patty did, because I know you wore a mask for a bit. But you're like constantly rubbing on people, touching on them with your jab. So it probably like people are probably a little bit more appreciative, 'cause you know, I feel like with your job, it's a lot easier to get sick. 'Cause with me, I'm like I 90% of the time work alone. But I know like people that like your whole job is close contact. It's just you that's what you do. But then there's other people that are like, I gotta work from home, so I don't even have to worry about it. But it's funny. It's a crazy world we live in. And I hope that didn't make anybody depressed. But it's just a funny observation for me. I just look at the outside and like me trying to be considerate had the opposite effect. I was stressing people out, and I'm like, it's not what I'm about. Didn't want to stress you out. I apologize. But I don't like, I think we're to the point now where we shouldn't, like, I don't think we have to wear it. And I can't think of anywhere where we have to wear it. We even had a thing come out for like church or whatever. They're no longer making us wear them for church. Don't know if you noticed. Like, nobody was forced to, but they were just asked. Like, if you're sick, please wear a mask. And I feel like I still got weird looks there. I didn't want to cough. That's what's funny, man. Like, was it you telling me this joke, or was it somebody else that was like, back in the day, you'd always cough to cover up a fart, but now in the pandemic world, you have to fart to cover up a cough. Like, it's the whole dynamic has shifted. I just thought that was kind of a funny thought. But I don't know. I've been trying to think of things that I want to do that I don't have to go outside, don't have to interact with people. But, well, I don't know. Just give me something to do, I guess. Like, one thing I wanted to do, and I need to, like, figure out how, or get a, I guess, get a, like, a, what do they call it? Like a schematic or something. I want to build some Adirondack chairs. 'Cause your grandpa has a wood shop, and he's basically given me full run of it. And so I'm like, okay, I want to do that. But, and my mom has these Adirondack chairs on her front porch, and I love them. And I wanted to build one for me. And I knew a guy that used to do it, but he hated doing it. Like, he wouldn't do it. And I was just like, why don't you like to do it? He's like, oh, it's just a lot of work, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I want to buy him, but every time I see him anywhere, like, we see him at Costco, and they're like $150 a pop. And I'm like, holy crap. And they're always like that every time. And so I just wanted to make some. And like, if I could get good at it, then maybe I could turn it into like, not like a business, but like presents. You know what I mean? Like, I get like, oh, hey, it's your birthday. Here's a freaking a nice chair. And I've wanted to do this, but I feel like it won't. I don't know if it'll work out that good. I want to find like crappy, not crappy. That's a terrible way to say it. I want to find like nice furniture that's old now and like restore it, but I don't think I would do it to sell it. I would just do it for me. Like, I've always wanted like a china cabinet And I don't know, it just kind of seems like a good, like a fun hobby. But because I always see people like, oh, I like to, I like to sew, or I like to golf. I like to golf. Like, I don't, shouldn't say that. I have golfed and I've had fun, but I'm not by any means a golfer. And I don't know, I just thought that could be something interesting. Like, we have a little swing outside, and I'm like, oh, I want to fix that thing up because it's a nice chair, but I don't want to sit on it because it's very slivery. And I'm like, yeah, I don't like, maybe I'll just borrow some sander stuff from your grandpa and fix this chair. But then I'm like, well, I don't want to like leave it at the at this house because it's not ours, but I don't want to put in like, I guess it maybe if it took me like 20 minutes, it wouldn't be a big deal. But I want to figure out something like that. Like building chairs or build something cool. Like I see people build like custom bookcases and stuff. And I think at one point I wanted to build like a coffin for like a Halloween decoration. So I don't know. Maybe I'll do that while we're in this post, I don't even think it's post pandemic, but at the same time it's hard because we work separate schedules, so I'd either have to take the kids with me, which is a really bad idea, or find somebody to babysit, but I don't think I'd feel too good about that. Just being like, hey, can you watch my kids while I go and fart around with some wood? But it's kind of what you gotta do, I guess. I don't know. There's all these like, and I don't even think, I think I'm weird like that. Like I feel like anybody else would see this and be like, I'm gonna make a business out of this. I gotta make some money or whatever, and I'm like, I just want to do it for fun. And if I made money off of it, then bonus. But I don't know if that makes me weird or if it would be, I could, did, is that a normal thing to just want to do something just to do it? I have no idea. Like, I always see things, I'm like, I want to try that, but then I'm like, I don't want to. I feel like other people always, there's got to be a reason to do things. And I've never had a reason for that. Like, I would like to take, like, okay, I really, let me rephrase that. I don't want to take computer classes, but I've always liked to take electronic stuff apart, and I would like to know how to, like, build electronic stuff. But at the same time, like, I don't want to take a class of that. I feel like it'd be way too boring. But I feel like a woodworking class, that'd be fun. And you could use it for whatever, but I guess I could, like, I'd want to be that guy that's like, hey, I'm gonna, what would you do for a special present? And then, like, somebody has this old cabinet or whatever that's like, oh, it's, this has been in my family for years. And, like, you can take it and finish it and, make it brand new. That seems kind of cool. Like those other people are like, oh, this is my, like, my dad has an old truck. And if I had money or if I had more know-how, I'm like, yeah, I would like to take my dad's old truck without like him knowing it and like fix it up and then give it back to be like, hey, you know that old truck you have? Well, here it is. It's freaking amazingly brand new, or whatever. But I don't know. I just feel like I want to do these things, and then I just think I'd have no time. Like, there's no time in the day. Is all this stuff just gonna have to be when I'm retired? And then how much of this? Like, I guess I think that's where your kids come in. Is you want to? I would want to share stuff with my kids, but I'm like, I don't want to force my kids into things. Like, just this year, our oldest daughter was like, I want to go fishing. And I'm 90% sure it's just because she saw a fishing pole with Elsa on it. And like we were walking past the sporting goods, there was a fishing pole with Elsa. And she's like, oh, I want this so bad. And I'm like, you want to go fishing? And she's like, yes, I want to go fishing, but I don't know if it's because of that. Side note, I do have a fishing license. My brother bought it for me because he wanted to, we put it on that tag for an elk hunt. I don't know if that'll happen, but maybe it will. But I have a fishing license, so I can take her fishing. But yeah, I'm like, I would like, I want to do stuff with my kids, and I don't want to, but we're trying to find like this fine line of like, I don't want to force my ideas on things on my kids. Like I want them to find their own things that they like, but at the same time, I don't want them to be like limited. Cause like as a kid, I don't know if this happened to everybody else, but my mom asked, I don't know if she asked every kid, but she asked most of us, does anybody want to do piano lessons? And I remember specifically saying no. Like, no, I don't want to do that. And that was the end of it. Like, it was literally like, okay, no piano lessons. And then as I turned into an adult, not even adult, I think I was like 15 or 16. And I would like see people that could just sit down and pluck away at the piano and do stuff. I'm like, oh, that is so cool. I wish my mom would have forced me to do piano lessons. And I don't think that happens very often in your life as an adult. You look back and go, oh, man, I wish my mom would have been more harsh on this. But then you can't sit back and be like, Mom, why didn't you do this? And she's like, well, you said you didn't want to. So I kind of respected you and your wishes and thought, oh, hey, well, I'm not going to force him to do piano because he said he didn't want to. And that's the thing is like, as a kid, if I would have gotten forced into it, I probably would have resented every minute of it. You know what I mean? Cause that's how kids are. It's like you tell your kid like, you got to do this. Like if my daughter would have signed up for T-ball, like we signed up for T-ball, but if she eventually was just like, I hate this so bad, I'm never going to go. And we were just like forcing her, like, well, you made a commitment, you have to go. Then she'd probably would hate it. And there was a couple days where she's like, I don't really want to go. But then by the time we got there, she was like super excited. But she does that with, you know, school and dance. She's always like, I don't want to go. But then by the time you like either drop her off or pick her up, she's like super excited to be there. But I just think, man, what if? I don't think I would have like a crazy alternative life. Like, I don't think I'd be like a famous concert pianist. But you never know. I mean, I could have been super good at it. It just, you know, like in the words of Charlie Kelly, it might have just made sense to me. Like, I just would have gotten it. But yeah, I don't know. It's hard to look back and be like, yeah, that's. But I really wish I would have done that. I haven't, like, it's funny because I always feel bad for people when, like, you go, like, I don't know if this happens to other people, but around here, it's like, you go to church and it's, like, the same people playing the piano every time because they're, like, five or six people in the area that play the piano. And so literally every time there's a piano thing, they're like, hey, we got to call these same five or six people. You're like, oh, that kind of sucks. Like, find somebody else, but nobody else knows how to play the piano. But, like my uncle, he plays the guitar and he sings and stuff. And so for a while, literally every family reunion, he'd be like, hey, why don't you play us a couple songs? And I'm like, he probably doesn't want to. Like, because he has to do this every year. He probably just wants to come and hang out just like everybody else. But I don't know. Maybe he loves it. Maybe it's, you know, his favorite thing. But I doubt it. But and then I kind of feel bad because I was like, man, if I would have been like a good savant type thing at the piano, but then I'm like, well, I did focus a lot of time on video games and I'm not that good at them. Like, I'm fine. But it's like you play with people that are good and you realize really quick that you're not that good. Like we used to play Call of Duty all the time, but then if we ever got online, we would just get destroyed by these freaking, I don't know. I don't know if they were kids and I don't know if they were adult men, because I had friends that would do it, but then you just get your butt kicked and it's a real humbling experience. So I don't even know if I would have been like, because it's something that I've devoted most of my life to do and I'm mediocre. I do fine. But it's kind of like this is one of our most quoted things from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. If I'm doing good in the game, I'm doing good in life. And that's how it feels like right now in Forza. I have like 5 million credits. And I'm like, you know what? That'd be really awesome if I could convert that to real money and I'd have $5 million. But not gonna happen. And then in Sims, I always try in Sims to do it, but I always end up just putting in money cheats. Because I'm like, oh, I want this big house, but I don't want to wait for it. I don't want to have to play this game for 20 hours to get a big house. But I don't know. That's my life, I guess. I probably wouldn't have been a savant piano player. I probably would have just cheated and used a player piano. But who knows? I've been rambling too long, so I'll probably just end it here. I hope somebody enjoyed something I've said or took something to heart. That's the hard part, is I kept thinking like, I don't want this to be depressing. But then I kept like everything that I wanted to talk about would go in like a depressing area. I'm like, man, this is a lot harder than I thought. Like, not being depressing and not being like taking everything to dark places. But that's the world we live in. I don't know. Could always be worse. That's the way I look at it. Because I got Tyler to read World War Z, and then as we were talking about it and thinking about it, and I'm just like, man, I would not. Like, as a kid, you're like, oh, this would be fun. It'd be fun to live in a zombie apocalypse. It'd be scary, but it'd be fun. And as an adult, I'm like, I am terrified. Like, if that ever actually happened, like, I don't know. Like, I just don't. I'm not. Would not be excited for it. 100% would just be like, man, this sucks. Not a good time. Like, the whole book's depressing because it's like, yeah, we're like, all these people are dying and you can't save them. And I'm like, that's a terrible thought. So I mean, as with as shitty as the world has gotten lately, it could always be worse. I don't want that to be like my mantra. Like, that's gonna be on a t-shirt. If we ever sell merch, that's what our merch is gonna be. It's just gonna be a t-shirt that says, it could always be worse. But I don't know. So, anyways, have a lovely week. I hope you got something out of this, even if it was just that your life is better than mine. I don't know. Maybe you can play the piano, and if you can't play the piano, congratulations. Like, that's pretty awesome, I think. I don't know. I would like to play the piano. Maybe as an old man, I'll learn how to play the piano. But until then, I'll just think about it. So for this week, in for Panda, I'm Brady. I hope you had a lovely time, and we love you.